Another topic that raised a lot of discussion was Alan Vinook's discussion of the issue of arterial events and bevacizumab. First of all, what's your overall take on that, and what do you say to patients in counseling them about it?
Well, I do tell them that there's an increased risk of an arterial event, and to them, arterial event doesn't really mean anything, so you have to really talk about heart attack or angina pains or a stroke. It seems to be a relatively low risk in people under the age of 65 and in people who've not had a prior history of any of those sorts of illnesses. However, if somebody has had a recent arterial event, their risk can be as high as 17 to 20%, it looks like, for an arterial thrombotic event. Now, of course, these are catastrophes. In many cases, when they happen, they often aren't small lacuna infarcts. They're infarcts that have substantial ongoing health ramifications. Having said that, I was one of the people that voted in favor of considering the use of the bevacizumab, even in people with an increased risk, as long as you informed them of that risk.
I was kind of surprised, too, because I figured a lot more people would do that. And when you say that, you're saying even within the last 6 months?
Yes, that's true. I've had several older patients that have had history of lacuna infarct and who collectively we made a decision to go ahead and use bevacizumab.
What kind of situations? I guess one thing I could envision is someone who's having symptoms from metastatic disease.
Right.
Is that the main time that you're thinking about this, or some type of life-threatening problem?
Or if they have obviously bulky disease or aggressive disease.
Right.